Welcome back to Ask Me Another. I'm your host, Ophira Eisenberg, and this hour we're featuring some of our favorite games about the business of Hollywood. No, no, not liposuction. That quiz show would suck, literally. Right now we're talking about making movies. So let's say you have a great idea for a film. The next step, of course, is to pitch your story to a room full of studio executives. Ah, you're sweating bullets as you try to describe your project, even though it sounds a little weird because it's a highbrow trivia show with word games as well, and it's hosted by a Canadian woman, and there's live music and real contestants. What? You like it? It's sold? I knew it! So, in this next round, house musician Jonathan Colton and I pitch some high-concept films. All right, we have our next two contestants. Let's welcome Kyle Warren and Ashley Bogard. Hello. Ashley, have you ever been on a game show before?
No, I have not.
Did you watch them as a kid?
I like to watch The Price is Right, but I had a little bit of a problem with Bob Barker.
Oh, yeah?
I wrote him an anti-fan letter. He was very rude to an elderly lady after she lost.
Aww.
Yeah. So
what happened?
He just pushed her off the stage.
Whoa.
Yeah. I thought he should treat everyone equally, even, like, you know, the hostesses, you know? He should treat them all the same.
Absolutely.
Even the elderly, you know?
Are you also Canadian?
No.
Oh, okay. That's just one of our slogans.
No.
I like you a lot. I can tell already. That is a beautiful story.
Nice.
Welcome. Kyle Warren?
Hello.
No. Do you have a game show background?
I don't. No.
Never been on a show before?
I've never even seen one.
Have you done any trivia?
I have. I was recently a member of a winning trivia team at the Tournament of Champions.
Ah, you were a champion.
I was a champion.
And what did you win?
We won a $60 bar tab, like you do.
Nice.
A $100 gift certificate to a record store and a bike, a mountain bike.
Wow. All right, well, this next game is called Double Feature. Because they say in Hollywood, the best way to sell your film, of course, is to compare it to previously successful movies. So you might describe your sci-fi romantic comedy as Inception meets Pretty Woman. In this game, we're going to pitch you an idea that combines two famous films. The catch is that the two films share one important word in common. For example, Jonathan. A middle-aged man played by Steve Carell has his world turned upside down when his wife asks for a divorce. He finds salvation when he walks through the Kalahari Desert and gets hit in the head with a Coke bottle that falls from the sky.
The title of that movie is The Gods Must Be Crazy Stupid Love.
Exactly.
It's a combination of The Gods Must Be Crazy and Crazy Stupid Love.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And who doesn't want to see that movie? All right, contestants, so your job is to tell us the new title that is a combination of the two movies that inspire the pitch. Okay? And remember that the films have a key word in common. We will begin. Everyone likes films with talking animals, right? Of course. But get this. In this film, a gigantic gorilla has a gigantic stammering problem. Fortunately, he carries Jeffrey Rush to the top of the Empire State Building. They are thinking. A giant, gigantic gorilla. Gigantic stammering problem. Kyle.
King Kong speech.
King Kong speech. I know, it takes a little while to put it together, right? All right, let's see if you can get this next one. In this coming-of-age teen Western, a clash between a perpetually stoned surfer, played by Sean Penn, and his stern history teacher finally comes to a head as they face off in a gunfight as the 12 o'clock bell sounds.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High Noon?
Fast Times at Ridgemont High Noon. Indeed. Picture this. George Clooney and Ryan Gosling. That's it. Just picture that. Now imagine them playing cute little birds. Oh, yeah. Involved in the political intrigue of a presidential campaign during their annual migration in Antarctica. Morgan Freeman narrates. Kyle.
The Ides of March of the Penguins?
Yes, indeed. Ashley, don't get discouraged. You got loads of time.
No, loads of time. Yeah.
Let's take the sparkling wit of a Jane Austen romance and make it into a real tearjerker. As soon as Elizabeth and Darcy get married, we find out that she's dying of Lou Gehrig's disease.
The Pride and Prejudice of the Yankees?
Yes, indeed. You are correct, Kyle. Starring Derek Jeter. A movie actor helps a young singer/actress played by Barbra Streisand find fame and master the lightsaber, even as age, alcoholism, and the dark side of the Force send his own career into a downward spiral.
A Star Wars is Born?
A Star Wars is Born. Ashley, how's it going?
I'm still here.
Yeah. Great, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've got a few more. You're still in good shape. A former assassin wakes up from a coma and sets out to take her bloody revenge on the four associates who betrayed her. Napoleon, Joan of Arc, Genghis Khan, and Socrates.
Kill Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Kill Bill and Ted's. Which sounds so fun. Ashley.
I know, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We loved having you on the stage.
Yeah, I know.
We would love to have you back anytime.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah,
so thank you so much. Yeah. How about a hand for Ashley? Congratulations, Kyle. You're moving on to our Ask Me One More final round. Are you the person in your family everyone turns to for answers to important questions like, what's the name of that actress in that weird made-for-TV movie we watched last Thanksgiving? Well, then do we have a challenge for you. To be a contestant on a future show, reach us on Twitter or Facebook at NPR Ask Me Another, or email us at askmeanother@npr.org, and we'll send you a little test to see if you can hold your own in the Ask Me One More final round. Let's get back to the Puzzle Mania with our next two contestants, Debbie Chen and Greg Silberman. Hi, Debbie. Welcome.
Hi.
I am told that recently you were teaching in Hong Kong?
I was. Kindergarten English.
I know. Adorable.
They were really cute.
I'm sure. Yeah. And Greg, I was told from a little bird that you knew your wife for, what, 17 days before you proposed to her?
Yes.
17?
Yep.
I know.
17.
That is a man who knows what he wants. And how long? You're still married after
16 17? Years.
16 years. All right. See, conventional, unconventional, it always works.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. Apparently there's a lot of, I don't do this because I'm an old person, I'm married, but apparently a lot of people find love on the internet.
Yes, they do. Online
dating.
Do you
have any experience with the online dating?
I did a little online dating, you know, when I moved to New York. Couldn't find anyone. But I was on JDate, and a couple woos. That's hilarious. Or actually, just one woo. And you have to title your profile. Like, you have to give yourself a tagline. And mine was, I didn't know what to put, because I was like, I'm in my 30s, you know, I've dated a lot. So I just put, as is.
Yeah. Well, as it turns out, online dating is difficult for everyone, including fictional horror movie monsters and villains. They are also using those services, so be careful when you're responding to ads. It might be a fictional monster or villain. That is actually the subject of our next game, which is called eHorrormoney.
eHorrormoney?
eHorrormoney. So, Afira, as an example, see if you can figure out who wrote this online personals ad. I'm not your average hunk, 250 feet tall, and a giant tail to boot. But if you like long walks on the beach, fire breathing, and destroying most of downtown Tokyo, I'm all yours.
That would be Godzilla, of course. Yes, sooner or later, everyone dates their father. Okay.
Okay, so contestants, I'm going to read you some more fictional personal ads from Scary Movie characters. Ring in and tell us the movie that they're from. So we don't need the character, we just need the name of the movie. Whoever gets more right will move on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Are you ready?
Okay.
Yes. Okay. You don't sound convinced. Do you love animals, especially lots of them all at the same time? I'm looking to swoop in and peck you all over. Warning, my boss, will make a brief appearance on our first date. Greg.
The birds?
That is correct. I am a busy writer, but all work and no play makes me a dull boy. I've already picked out our first date, an isolated Colorado mountain hotel. Debbie.
The Shining?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Persistent lunatic looking for love, and I will not be ignored. You're married? I can work with that for a while, but please, no pets, especially rabbits. Yes, Greg.
Fatal Attraction.
Fatal Attraction.
Right. It's lonely up here in this big house, technically all by myself. Mama's boy in search of an iconic woman for ominous conversation and film genre establishment. Let's take an unforgettable shower together. That was Debbie.
Psycho.
That's right.
Psycho.
Tired of the underground scene in the Nevada desert, ready to shake things up and burst out. I want to wrap myself tightly around you. Favorite food? Probably bacon. Kevin Bacon. Greg, that was you.
Tremors.
Yes, it is. Your movie knowledge speaks to a wasted life, Greg. What? Just saying. I'm only saying that because I'm threatened by how smart he seems.
I know, he dings in right for the first line.
I know.
But I feel like that's also, you know, maybe a strategy. It's interesting. You've both used it.
Me, disgraced former nurse and your biggest fan. You, successful writer looking to disappear for a while. Yes, Greg.
Misery?
Yes.
Wow. Fast.
Greg, you have won the game. Congratulations. I will wait a lifetime if it takes that long. I know she's out there, for I have heard her song. And dreams she sings to me, her angel's voice, a symphony. She's my millionaire girlfriend, and she's my life. Once I finally find her, I'll get permission from the wife. We will all live in our castle high. My beloved and my millionaire girlfriend and I. My beloved and my millionaire girlfriend and I.
That was Ask Me Another's one-man band, Jonathan Colton, singing about his millionaire girlfriend, the one accessory you must have to make it in showbiz, or the restaurant business. Now, calling all connoisseurs of IMDb, if you spend hours trawling the Internet Movie Database to learn actors' entire filmographies, this game is for you. It's called He Was In That? And it's about certain seasoned stars who might just be the hardest working men on the lot. But first, we learn a little bit about the movie watching habits of our next two contestants, Hannah Van Winkle and Jason Shapiro.
So happy to have you both. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hannah, you are a television producer?
Indeed.
Do you watch a lot of movies?
Yeah, fair amount.
What is one movie in your, like, top 10?
Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters. Nice. Jason Shapiro, math major, now working for a financial firm that does high math.
That's basically right.
Do you watch a lot of movies?
I would watch the movie Airplane as many times as necessary.
Oh, you like a comedy. I get it. This game is called He Was In That. And you know how it seems like some actors are in every movie? That's because some of them literally are. Try to name a movie, for example, that does not star Michael Caine, Anthony Hopkins, or Donald Sutherland. Try it. Try it right now. Try it. You
Airplane.
Can't. Airplane.
Ghostbusters.
All right, you did it. In this game, I'm going to name a movie, and you're going to tell me which one of these illustrious thespians appeared in that film. Okay, so it's Caine, Hopkins, or Sutherland. We'll start with you, Hannah. He gave love-starved butlers a good name in The Remains of the Day.
Hopkins.
That is correct. Jason, he was the depressingly loyal butler Alfred in The Dark Knight.
Caine.
That is correct. Hannah, in the original 1969 The Italian Job, he was the head thief, Charlie Croker.
Kane.
That is correct. In the 2003 remake of The Italian Job, he played John Bridger, a con man out for one last heist.
Let's throw a Sutherland out there.
All right, let's throw it out and let's be correct. Hannah, Mary Tyler Moore played his wife in Ordinary People.
Hopkins.
Ooh, I'm sorry, that would be Donald Sutherland. In Hannah and Her Sisters, Jason, he was married to Hannah and fell for one of her sisters, because he's like that.
Hopkins.
Hopkins is incorrect. Let me throw it out there for that one.
Kane,
says the audience with sort of a weird judgmental lilt in their voice. Death fell in love with his daughter in Meet Joe Black. What do you think, Hannah?
Hopkins.
You got that right. He lusted after his friend's teenage daughter in Blame It on Rio.
Sutherland.
Ooh, I'm sorry. Let me throw it out there for that one.
Kane.
See, in that same judgmental lilt, they said it again. In a career highlight, he played Hoagie in Jaws the Revenge. Hannah.
Kane.
Kane is correct. Someone knows her Jaws 4. He and Julie Christie were rumored to have actually done it in their love scene in Don't Look Now. As in, don't look at them really doing it.
Kane.
You would think so, but no.
This time it's Sutherland, isn't it?
You would think so. I know you were like, just don't make the audience yell that at me again.
That's right.
Not correct in this case. Sutherland is correct. Hannah, in Magic, perhaps the best movie ever made about a ventriloquist. And I know the contenders in that category
the
are just
of
ridiculous.
That is just,
yeah.
Yeah.
He was Corky Withers and the voice of Fats, his dummy.
Gotta be Hopkins.
Yes, you are correct.
Really?
I know answers like that make you excited. You're like, I know stuff. I know stuff.
I'm a good guesser.
You are a good guesser. In the film adaptation of Nathaniel West's novel, The Day of the Locust, he played the main character who was named, believe it or not, Homer Simpson.
You're now venturing into movies that I haven't even ever known to exist.
Yeah.
Let's go with Hopkins.
We'll go with incorrect, but that's
right.
A good guess. I'll throw it out there one more time.
Sutherland.
Only a couple people, but Sutherland was the answer. Hannah, you're our winner. A great match. Thank you so much, Jason.
After the break, find out what gets lost in translation when American movies go global. And we wonder, are all movies actually the same? I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.